There you go. And on the line now, I have Councillor John Lyons from People Before Profit. Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say, at this stage, yes. John. How are you?
Hi, and all. Not too bad. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Can I ask you, with all the events that's happened with Paul Murphy and that over the weekend, has it damaged the campaign in any way?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think, actually, to be honest with you, it's blown back on the government pretty badly. Even late last night and into this morning, you had mainstream journalists from the Irish Times and RTE asking government politicians, particularly the Labour Party politicians, if this was not an absolute public relations disaster to do such a thing to an elected representative, treat them, in fact. So I think it's actually, rather than damaging the campaign, I think it's shown just how desperate the government are. They've lost the argument completely on the water charges. They've no carrots to offer us anymore, so they're using the stick, and it's not working. People can see through it. So, no, I don't think it's damaged the campaign one bit.
Okay. And just to the extent of with the revelations that's come out recently about where they're taking the money from to fund Irish Water, like from the taxes, motor taxes, yes, and from the property taxes, has that galvanised the campaign as well?
It actually has, no, spot on. I think the motor tax revelation has really angered people. Some people I know who were hemming and hawing about whether or not they were going to pay. That pushed them over the edge. And I think what we saw last year in reply to Richard Boy Barrett's questions and the Dáil to Michael Noonan, the Minister for Finance, that the full year's LPT for 2014 and going back the year previous were going to the running costs, the setup and the running cost of Irish Water, really angered people. So, you know, they're literally now taxing people's homes, those to double charge them for water come April. And it has. It's really, really angered people. And I think they've no mandate to proceed with the introduction of the water charges at this stage. They've lost it completely.
Okay. Now, I've been on quite a few reporting for the programme over the past year especially. And I think, I don't know how you feel about it, but at some of the incidents that have happened, like out with John Burton and also with the President, that didn't help in any way. So, I know that you're not in favour of that kind of campaigning, of that kind of protest. I mean, I heard someone saying recently, just because you're shouting peaceful protest, if you're acting differently, it's not a peaceful protest. How did you feel about those two incidents, by the way?
But to be honest with you, I think what we have to get to the heart of in relation to these two instances, and there was another one similar to Jobstown, which happened up in Coolock with Joan Burton as well, when she visited the Civic Centre, and protesters, mainly water charge protesters, and I was there with them, trapped John Burton into the car park at the back of the Civic Centre for perhaps 20, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And people are rightly angry. And why are they angry? Because the government had no mandate, they had no mandate to introduce water charges. The Labour Party campaigned very strongly on a platform dead set against the introduction of water charges. So when you have one major party in government completely reneging on one of their major campaign promises back in the general election 2011, what do we do? When we have people, politicians who, you know, denigrate the very idea of democracy, how do we hold them to account? And I think the only way we can hold them to account is by peacefully protesting and engaging in civil disobedience to hold them to account.
Okay.
Now, in relation to the two instances.
Yeah. Well, just before you comment on it, because a question occurs to me there, that the government seem to be shooting themselves in the foot all the time with different revelations coming out. But to me, the instance that happened, I mean, you've mentioned one there, a latest one with Joan Burton in Coolock, which very few people seem to know about, which brings me to the point of the two incidents I asked you about, especially with the President. There was no television cameras around. There was no media around. But this is where some of the people in the campaign are shooting themselves in the foot. They're the ones that put it up on Facebook. It's like, to an extent, a filming your own crime, if you want to put it like that. Not that it was a crime, but I'm just saying that filming, put them up on Facebook themselves, which seems to have been a big mistake. What do you think of that?
Well, it's an interesting angle to approach it from, but I think we have to really put all of this in context because both those instances have been blown out of proportion. In relation to the president, Michael D. Higgins is a politician of decades standing. Mm-hmm. He's well able to engage in, you know, tough and thorough debate with any opponent. He's travelled all around the world. He's faced up to many, you know, the dictator in the past in different countries and talked about human rights abuses. So he's a man who can well take a little bit of shouting, and that's all that was. Mm-hmm. In relation to Joan Burton, I think because, and again, this is the heart of it, they have lost the argument on the water charges, so they now are flailing about. No, this is what they're doing. They're flailing about, and they're dangerous at the moment. They're flailing about, and they're trying to grab any little bit of a stick with which to beat the water charge movement. Because what we have with the movement opposed to the water charges is the biggest expression of people power in at least two generations, and they don't know how to handle it. They actually don't know how to handle it. So now they offered a major carrot with the reduction, the U-turn.
Yeah.
You know, temporarily reducing the charges to the cheapest in Europe, going mm-hmm. from the most expensive, which I think was a reflection of their arrogance in how they set up Irish Water and the amounts that they were going to charge us per 1,000 litres. They've offered us that, and then we saw with the 10th of December demonstration that the people weren't buying it. They weren't buying the cap up until the spring of 2019, and they weren't buying the fact that they were going to take from one hand the conservation grants, hand it over. It's the same money, it's circulating around, and we know mm-hmm. it's only a temporary payment. So they've nothing more to offer the people, and the people aren't appeased. They're not happy with the concessions. They want the abolition of the water charges. But the government is now trying. And I think it's, you know, it's rather interesting that they arrested Paul Murphy on a Monday when the doll doesn't sit. It's a quieter news day. And mm-hmm. I think, to be honest, with the recent comment made by the new Garda Commissioner, that she didn't like the change in the tone and temper of some of the water charge protests, mm-hmm. I think this was very much a case of political policing. Now, it's a mm-hmm. partial.
Well, we can't say anything like that. And I mean, that's something that has to come up during the course. We don't know if there's going to be a trial or if there's going to be charges issued. So we can't really make too much comment. But can I ask you, for instance, will this is the tactics going to change to an extent? Because I still go out and look around, and there's still the people themselves, which started this movement, are still quite vigilant in their estates. They're there at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, still watching out, that's continuing by the people themselves. But as regards yourself and other parties, are there going to be different tactics, or just heading towards just we won't pay sort of thing when the bills come in?
Sure. Well, no, yeah, you've been on the ground for over a year now. You've seen the firsthand the communities in the northeast area getting themselves organised and stopping the installation of the water meters. And yes, they're out there in a lot of the areas, keeping vigilant. And I think mm-hmm. the contractors are jumping around. We on the Mallow Road, Tonglagee Road, having a look to see if there are people out. So it's crucially important that people that they keep.
Yeah, you keep breaking up.
Is it breaking up?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. That's grand.
Just in relation to the campaign more generally, there is, coming from that grassroots resistance to the water charges over the past year, there is now a campaign called the Communities Against Water Charges campaign, mm-hmm. Which has come together from all the different parts of the northeast: Kilmore, Coolock, Darndale, Airfield, Rathdale, Edenmore, Dunamead, Kilbarrack, Baldoyle. They're coming together, the residents in all those different areas. They formed the campaign, and they're going to hit the ground running over the next few weeks, beginning in Kilmore on the 23rd of February, where they're going to have Conor McCabe, the columnist from UCD and author of Sins of the Father, mm-hmm. myself, and Jerry Kinnark, who's the chair of the Communities Against Water Charges, going to be speaking at that. Then we're going to be speaking in Airfield, Dunamead, Dunnycarney. There's going to be several meetings, at least 4 or 5, leading up to the next major national demonstration, which is going to take place on Saturday, the 21st of March, because I think that's the way ahead. The bills are going to be sent out in April.
Okay, fine.
We need mass on payment, no.
Okay.
And, you know, that's the major message is for the major protests, because that frightens the life out of the government, and then to engage in mass non-payment to get off the water bills when they come out in April.
Okay, can I just ask you something a little left field if I can? Because I'm curious, because I've been listening to people on the ground. As I say, I'm going around all the time, and I've gone to a few meetings and as such, but I feel a little, people are a little bit dismayed, because if the government was to fall, in other words, if it didn't have to wait till next year for the election, but even if we do have to wait, people are wondering what the alternative is. Is there any chats in the background between yourselves and any other parties about maybe getting together and, okay, this is the alternative? So when someone asks that question to yourself, Paul Murphy, or whoever else it may be, is there anything going on in the background that we could talk about in the next couple of months and say, well, this is going to be the alternative for you? If it happens, because you never know, it could happen in 3 months, but are you all ready for it, the people on the left?
Well, we are indeed, yeah, and there has been asked. We had a local People Before Profit meeting in Eatonmore last week, where that was the major point of conversation, was what is the alternative? Mm-hmm. And there are ongoing discussions between ourselves in People Before Profit and those in the Socialist Party. Richard Boyd Barrett is leading those talks, because it's crucial that we do, because everyone knows why the government is so unpopular and why the previous administration, Fianna Fáil and the Greens, aren't going to get a look in at the next general election. But we do need to have an alternative. That's what I'm hearing every week that passes. People saying, well, who did we vote for? So I think those of us on the left who are engaged in the struggle at the moment against the water charges, and I think that's the crucial thing, that rather than it being just a paper exercise, the coming together of the two main parties of the radical left, it has to come out from the movements of people power, the water charges movement. So I think that's the kind of energy and that's the kind of power that we need to see pushing those of us on the left to really come together to form some kind of a space where those who are engaged in political activity for the first time in relation to opposing the installation of the water meters and fighting the water charges themselves can feel like they can get involved, that they can join such an alliance. So it is happening now. Okay. There are discussions going on, but the form that takes, because I think we have to take into account that it needs to be a space where people who are getting involved for the first time, that they feel comfortable that this can be their movement too.
Okay, well, maybe when this... Yeah, well, maybe when there's something organised in a couple of a month's time, or if not before, John, you let us know, and we could have a little forum here and a discussion. Yeah. Because I have found over the past, since just before Christmas, this is what people are asking now, because there is a lot of talk about the government falling and all this sort of carry on. And then on the other side of it, people are, as I said to you, are saying, well, what's the alternative? So maybe you can get a forum together in the next couple of weeks or months and talk about it. Anyway, it's been a pleasure having you on, John, and I look forward to any meetings coming up in the future. Just keep me informed.
Brilliant. No.
Thanks very much. Pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
And that's Councillor John Lyons there, People Before Profit. Well, that was good news, because I was actually at a meeting last week. I won't say who, and I did put the question to one of them and asked them that question, and I didn't get a great answer. So it's great to see something a little more positive there for those that are worried about it. But yeah, we have a forum and a big discussion on it. That'd be good, wouldn't it?